May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We celebrate today St. Elizabeth, Queen of Portugal, who was a grandniece of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. And if I got that right. So she was born in 1271. She was married to the King of Portugal. His name was Dennis. And Dennis started out good. They had a happy few early years of marriage and had a couple of sons. And then he went astray and led a dissolute life for some time. And Elizabeth persevered in prayer and penance and many works of charity and eventually won her husband back. And this is even in Scripture, St. Paul talks about how the wife can save the husband. And this is what happened here. Even at her very birth, there was a reconciliation between her father and her grandfather, kind of presaging things to come in her life, because really peace was the hallmark of the gift that she had been given, the gift that she gave also to the world. And different instances of this working out both with her husband and her son. Her son, a bit like some of the Old Testament figures, rising up against his father, the king, and she making peace. Even the very dramatic scene of the two enemy camps opposed on, right in the battle line, she riding right down the middle of the front on a horse and speaking to her son and him falling to his knees in repentance at the feet of his father and the reconciliation between them. And so we meditate on this morning about the gift of peace. And the gift of peace is a great gift and it's something that we all yearn for, but it's at the same time not something that we all affect in our lives. And so looking at that, the word itself seems to be rooted in a verb. You might remember St. Irenaeus, whose name means peace. And the verb is ero, if I'm saying it correctly, which means to join. And that peace, of course, Jesus Christ is our peace. We've been reconciled with God through his blood. And that joining is really a communion. It's really a communion between the soul and God. And so we come to St. Augustine's definition of what peace is the tranquility of good order. He'll talk about how the good order, this is from Pacem in Terris by soon-to-be canonized St. Pope John the 23rd. St. Augustine says this, "Does your mind desire the strength to gain the mastery over your passions? Let it submit to a greater power, and it will conquer all beneath it. And peace will be in you, true, sure, most ordered peace. And what is that order? God as ruler of the mind as ruler of the body. Nothing could be more orderly." And that, of course, is the task that each one of us has undertaken as disciples of Christ and wanting to be like our Master, the Prince of Peace. St. James will talk about, what exactly does cause wars among you? This is James 4. What causes wars? What causes fightings among you? Is it not your passions that are at war in your members? So this social aspect of the tragedy of war, beginning, of course, within the human heart. You desire and you do not have, so you kill and you covet and you cannot obtain, so you fight and wage war. So the task is, this is also Proverbs 15, a passionate man stirs up strifes. He that is patient appeases those that are stirred up. The virtue we're looking at this morning is both patience and meekness. And that is the conquering, really the termination, as anger wants to kind of ripple out amongst members of human society. It's stopped, it's absorbed, it's actually conquered and crushed in the human heart that's truly meek. Here's Pope Benedict XV invoking the Queen of Peace. This is during World War I, just a few days, incidentally, before the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, May 5th, 1917. "Accordingly, we ordain that beginning with the first day of June this year, there be placed in the Litany of the Blessed Virgin the invocation, Queen of Peace, pray for us." This was when it was introduced. "From every corner of the earth, from the majestic churches and the humble chapels, from the mansions of the rich, as well as from the huts of the poor, wherever dwells a faithful soul, from the blood-stained battlefields and war-swept seas, may this pious and ardent invocation arise to Mary. Queen of Peace, pray for us." There's also, in addition to Our Lady of Fatima, there's another apparition of Our Lady in Nicaragua, approved by the local bishop, Our Lady of Cuapa. And her message there was, don't just pray for peace, make peace. And the principal act that we do to make peace is to forgive. forgiveness ends the strife within the human heart. And it really is the mercy of Christ working through to join together the soul that has sinned back to God. We have this, just as there can be, and we have to be careful of it, because anger, of course, can turn to bitterness, which can turn to hatred, and through that, there can be an unholy communion with the sin of the other. What does that mean? That which ticked us off in the first place, we can fall straight headlong into the same sin, because we didn't guard our heart against this bitterness. And so it's very, very important for our own sanctification as well. We must forgive. It's not something that we can take up or not. We must. Okay, so the meekness here, St. Francis de Sales gives us some remedies against anger. Here they are, four of them. One, to forestall its movements if possible. You sense it in your heart. Try to get on top of it, or at least to cast them aside quickly by turning your thoughts to something else. This is the dodging, the kind of the kung fu of ascetical mystical theologies, getting out of its way. In imitation of the apostles when they saw the raging sea, to have recourse to God. Lord, we are perishing. Of course, we pray. And that's what he said to the storm. Peace, be still. And that's the passions of the soul that Jesus, working through faith, through our reason, can still. This is not from the Lord, and therefore can be conquered. Of course, also, we want to say here, anger itself is not sinful. It's a passion. What we do with it can be virtuous or vicious. Three, during the heat of passion, don't say anything. Don't speak, nor take any action as to the matter in question. Can't think straight, don't speak, and don't act. Four, to strive to perform acts of kindness and humility towards the person against whom one is incensed, especially in reparation for any of a contrary nature. So these things we look at, and we do a thorough examination of conscience. How have I practiced it? St. Francis de Sales, beautiful, very, very, you can tell, experienced in this. He talks about through the mind, avoiding thoughts that disquiet the mind, usually that come from self-esteem, self-love, or from the devil, and also in conversation, things like contradictions, stir up strife. Well, that's a very interesting point, but here's why you're wrong. If you can avoid it, avoid it. If it's necessary, then all in charity and meekness. And also, perhaps the last is this, the greatest destroyer of peace today in our country, from the mouth of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, is abortion. And that's the greatest destroyer of peace because it's the most profound communion on the natural level, mother and child. Consequently, the call through Marian consecration, especially to pro-life leaders and those faithful that participate in pro-life work, through consecration with Our Lady, to be given totally over to this virtue of meekness, which you got plenty, ample opportunities to practice as you're out there, forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. Of course, one of the greatest traps has been anger in the pro-life movement, so that there can be, through this, a spiritual maternity, hoping against hope, and that in the interior of the young women going into the clinics, there can be grace received and grace conceived. And that is a great, great gift of giving Our Lady, Queen of Peace, to our times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.